Now, the Church of England has sacked the panel of three experts who oversee how the Church deals with abuse. It was called the Independent Safeguarding Board, or ISB, and was set up after the Independent Inquiry into Child Sexual Abuse found that the Church had created a culture where abusers could hide. Two of those sacked, Jaswinda Sanghera and Steve Reeves, had recently claimed the Church had been obstructive and interfered with their work. The Church said relations between them and senior bishops had broken down. The Bishop of Birkenhead, Julie Connolly, is the Deputy Safeguarding Lead for the Church of England. I asked how she felt about the sackings.
I think what I'm concerned about is actually how survivors and victims feel about it, because they had built, many of them, a good degree of trust in the members of the ISB, particularly Jaswinda and Steve. And so this decision obviously causes them distress and anger and makes them fearful, because they see that a body that was supposed to be independent and to provide robust scrutiny of the Church's actions has seemingly disappeared before their eyes, as it were.
And why do you think it has?
I think the Archbishop's Council have issued a statement explaining very carefully their reasoning for taking this decision. They wouldn't have taken it lightly. And clearly, there was some sort of intractable dispute that was getting in the way of this scrutiny and the work of the ISB. So I think that is why it has happened.
Mm. Did you trust this panel to be providing robust scrutiny, or were they being unfair?
I did trust them to provide robust scrutiny. Scrutiny isn't always easy to accept. It isn't easy to hear criticism, to accept criticism. Sometimes it can seem harsh or unwarranted, but it's necessary.
Right. So the situation we're in now, is the Church less safe? Is it less accountable?
Right at this moment, it is less accountable. I genuinely believe there is a commitment to move forward to have an effective, independent safeguarding body. But right now, we have definitely taken a step back at the moment.
And if a new panel is set up, will survivors, will those who have been affected, will they trust it?
I think trust has to be earned. And the difficulty here, of course, is that the panel members had been earning some trust.
And so a new panel, can it be trusted, or will there be a suspicion that, well, if the Church trusts them and they're not, then they may not be providing the robust scrutiny necessary?
I think that would be understandable. And I think it's right to be suspicious. We all would like our scrutiny to be comfortable, but the necessity is that it's actually uncomfortable. And if things are too easy for us, then is that true scrutiny? I think there are a lot of survivors who are very angry. I'm sure that's not all of them, but there were a significant number who had trust and faith in this board that has now, as far as they can see, been dismantled.
You have a role, of course, as Deputy Safeguarding Lead in the Church of England. Do you trust the situation?
That's a really interesting question, isn't it? I trust that the Archbishop's Council will have carefully looked at it. I think culturally we are resistant as a church to accountability, to criticism, and therefore I don't entirely trust the church, even though I'm a key part of it and a leader within it, because I see that the way the wind blows, as it were, is always in a particular direction. And that's true of most organisations, but I think it is particularly true within the church.
I mean, that's an astonishing thing, given the history of what we're talking about here, that the person who has a role and responsibility for safeguarding doesn't trust the church.
I think that's why I have a role and responsibility for safeguarding, actually. I think my trust is in God. All institutions are flawed because people are flawed. That isn't an excuse, it's a reality. Trust has to be earned, as I said earlier. We don't have a good record with regard to safeguarding. We've got a huge amount of work to do, and we need to get on with it, particularly around establishing independent, effective, uncomfortable scrutiny.
Well, the Independent Safeguarding Board was set up because the Independent Inquiry into Child Sex Abuse found the Church had created a culture where abusers could hide.
Yes.
Is there still a culture where abusers can hide?
I think we've become increasingly aware of this. I think a lot of our on-the-ground safeguarding has improved enormously. I think we are still finding it difficult to learn, though.
And the action in sacking this panel reflects that?
No, I think that's a different question. I think you asked a question originally about, do I trust the church? And I think the way in which it is slow to learn, we are slow to learn, makes it harder to trust the church.
Bishop Julie Connolly,